Welcome to the Marketing AI Sparkcast, where AI meets modern marketing. Hosted by Abhi Varma, a global leader in marketing, AI, and innovation, each episode brings you real conversations with leaders putting AI to work in strategy and execution. This episode is brought to you by Spark Novus and the Marketing AI Pulse community. Here's your host, Abhi Varma.
Today, we are talking about what happens when search engines stop delivering links that we've all been used to and start delivering answers. That is what is happening in the world of AI in LLMs. So you guys have already used it with Gemini and ChatGPT and Perplexity and so on and so forth. And in this episode, we are joined by a very exciting guest, Mike Enzing, the CEO of Revere AI, and he is going to break it down for us on how to explore large language models and generative AI are disrupting the traditional marketing playbook and transforming the way brands connect to users. Get ready to rethink what you thought you knew about the customer journey starting with search. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Abhi. It's great to be here.
No, great to have you. Why don't we start, Mike, telling our listeners a little bit about you and about Revere.
Thank you, Abhi. So just to talk about Revere a bit in my background, Revere is all about helping brands actually navigate this huge disruption that's happening to search. And LLMs are going to fundamentally change the way brands are presented. It's going to change purchase decisions, and they're going to change the entire customer journey. I actually founded Revere about 18 months ago when actually I spotted a pretty big disruption. As background, I'm a long-term tech executive, was with Microsoft for a decade. I was most recently president and COO of Real Networks, where I ran several AI-based businesses. And with everything happening in generative AI, I decided I wanted to focus in this space. And spotted this disruption where LLMs are going to be the next big influencers of our time. And actually made a posting about 18 months ago where I said LLMs will impact the brand decisions of 3 billion people within 3 years. And actually people thought I was a little bit nuts. And what I'm here to say today is it's actually happening faster. Consumers, professionals are going to places like ChatGPT, Perplexity, Gemini, Anthropic to discover and engage with brands. And it is a very significant opportunity for marketers in the space.
Amazing. Mike, let me ask you this. Your background is like stellar. Deloitte and McKinsey and Microsoft and Real Networks and everything. Why now?
One of the things I've always liked to focus on is disruptions and startups. I was actually head of finance for all Microsoft startup businesses. And I've seen how technologies impact marketing organizations, impact buyers, and things like that. And so when I spotted this disruption, I saw a big opportunity to help brands and marketers through this. And it is going to change the way that consumers interact with brands, the entire customer journey. And marketers are going to need to adapt, and they're going to need to adapt very quickly.
Yeah, no, that is so true. Now, the shift from searching for links to searching for answers sounds subtle, but it's massive. It has huge implications, right, on how brands may get discovered today. What is your sort of high-level observation on what that really means for brands?
The first thing I think to understand is that the buying journey has changed from traditional search. A couple of things are happening. So one is people are spending much more time with these LLMs. The conversations are iterative, they're conversational in nature, they're much longer. And one of the things that's happening is they're completing the entire journey through these LLM-based platforms. So they're not actually bouncing out with the blue link to the company's website. That's one of the reasons why you're seeing organic traffic drop so dramatically through the clickless search. And understanding that the buying process is going to change. And then secondly, where people are spending their time. And there is a very significant migration happening today. ChatGPT, just this morning, Sam Altman hinted towards 800 million active users. It's just incredible. Gemini is gunning for 500 million monthly active users. Apple is baking LLMs and LLM-based technology into Siri. So that's going to impact just daily responses from Apple. Amazon, if you think about it, they've launched Rufus, which is guiding the entire customer experience. And then also actually launching LLMs on 600 million Alexas. The big point here is that LLMs are going to touch buyers multiple times a day through multiple platforms. So as a marketer, where for the last 25 years you've had to deal with basically Google, that has all changed. So now you really need to understand your brand presence across multiple platforms. And these platforms are actually fundamentally different. So they're not just supplying blue links, but they're supplying full answers. And actually, they're providing different answers over time. They're non-deterministic. And they're also providing very highly personalized answers. As a marketer, trying to understand how your brand is being presented by these LLMs is pretty difficult.
Wow. Talk about tectonic plates here in the world of brand discovery. Even with just traditional SEO, it was a hard exercise for, you know, brands to be discovered. SEO is a multi-million dollar industry. And now here comes AI and LLMs, and talk about agents and co-pilots. Those are here and right around the corner. What impact do they have with the way you describe brand discovery?
Yeah, so it's so fascinating. So I've talked about LLMs, and you think about just ChatGPT and that impacting the brand experience. But you're right. There's actually another shoe that's actually currently dropping, and that's the whole land of agents. And we'll soon be in an era where actually these agents will make decisions on consumers' behalf. And those will be buying decisions of simple goods or actually complex purchases. One of the things that people typically say to me is, really? People are going to trust an agent to buy for them? And I would actually argue that they're trusting agents today. If you think about autonomous cars and basically self-driving, people are entrusting their lives to the algorithms in these autonomous cars. They're going to trust basically buying goods through the algorithms. So it will happen. It will actually make us more efficient and probably result in a better purchase for the end consumer.
Yeah, so this leads me to a follow-up to that, because to me, this is not just about brand experience or brand discovery, I should say, but really about marketing as a whole. Like, this sort of flips the playbook where you need to start obviously making sure that your brand is showing up upstream and all these LLMs and chatbots and co-pilots and agents and what have you. But not only that, you want to make sure that your digital footprint and digital presence is conducive for AI in general to quote unquote index your brand. And I don't even know, this is such a new world, I don't know if that's even a relevant word anymore in the traditional form of indexation. But how do you recommend marketers to start thinking about this?
Yeah, so one, you need to think about who you're marketing to is a little bit different. Obviously, you're marketing to the consumer. And for 25 years, marketers have been marketing to the Google algorithm. Now you need to market to LLMs, and you're going to need to market to agents. And the rules around that are very different. And last summer, we actually did an HBR article about large language model optimization, LLMO, which actually SEO is evolving to. A lot of folks are calling it GEO, generative engine optimization, but there's a whole different series of techniques, things you need to prioritize around GEO to actually have your content represented and your brands represented favorably. And some simple things, first of all, is accessibility. So making sure that LLMs are accessing your websites through robots.txt. Secondly, there's a new standard out there called LLMS.txt, which actually guides LLMs on the best way to use your website. You need to be thinking about things like content structure, like data schema, technical performance, also understanding where these LLMs are going to get their information and actually influencing those sources as well. I also think there's going to be a time where there are going to be direct APIs between the brands and LLMs. And one of the things that, you know, needs to be cleaned up is hallucinations. The biggest reason why LLMs hallucinate is because they're data starved. getting more data out there about your brand will help. And then also these APIs may actually help in the future as well.
Yeah, there was a lot to unpack. So I have a couple of follow-ups to that. Yeah. So let's start with the last point that you made, right? Like hallucinations. To me, with search, trust is such a critical ingredient to what Google and all these search engines have served consumers over the years. Now, the search results you can trust, but obviously when you click and you go to the website, the information on the website is what it is. But of course, the search engines have made sure the links that are being served are at least trustworthy.
Yeah.
In the world of information and answers, that paradigm changes. So you have hallucinations and misinformation and that sort of stuff. What can marketers do to combat that? There's obviously the brand responsibilities from an information standpoint, but there's also, I would think, the responsibility of LLMs to make sure that they are vetting that information before it shows up in an answer in response to a question that one of their consumers may have asked. How do you see both sides addressing and building this trust in the world of LMO / GEO?
Yeah, so you know, first of all, on the LLM side, there is a massive incentive for LLMs not to hallucinate or to reduce hallucinations as much as they can. Because as a user of LLMs, you're only going to use those LLMs that you trust, right? And I think they're actually going to try to differentiate on that. And one of the ways that they're actually doing that today is actually going out and purchasing data. For example, Gemini and Google have purchased data from Reddit, right? And they're going to try to differentiate on having the best data leading to the least amount of hallucinations. On the brand side, it's important to recognize why LLMs hallucinate. And it's typically because there's not that much data out there. And so the more data that a brand can get out there on their own sites, on other sites, and then possibly with actually providing training data to the LLMs, that's another way to actually reduce hallucinations.
So unlike Google, where you have a Google Search Console and where marketers have insights as to what is Google indexed and picked up or where they're being penalized and that sort of stuff, there's lots of tooling and levers that marketers have available today to influence in a good way. I don't mean game the system, but influence in a good way on making sure that their brand shows up when the person who's searching, who's conducting the search, their intent is to find something that their brand sort of services. That's not the case with search engines just yet, with LLMs and with LLMO and GEO, if you will, the optimization, but that's not the case with LLMs just yet. So what's the best way? What is your recommendations? What should marketers do?
Yeah, so I think they need to actually find the tools and products that are going to allow them to assist them. And again, what makes this hard for marketers is they're going to need to measure, monitor their brand presence across multiple platforms. It's different than search because these LLMs are non-deterministic. So there's an entirely new set of actually products and tools coming to market. The one that we have is Brand Lumineer, which is a very robust brand measurement and monitoring platform that looks at brand representation across multiple LLMs. We're soon getting into agents. It looks at representation across personas, markets, and actually over time as well. And so we're encouraging brands, obviously, to start with measuring and monitoring and to understand where they're being represented fairly and appropriately, where they're not, and then actually create a path towards optimization.
Yeah, it feels like just when you were cracking the code for Google, here come the LLMs and the agents in a constant chase. Now, some of the LLMs like Perplexity are perceived as more the new age sort of search engine in the world of LLMs, not that both Google and ChatGPT have search on there. But do you feel there's going to be differences in these LLMs and they're not the same?
Absolutely. One of the things that we measure at Revere is the overall sentiment of these LLMs on brands. And one of the things that we're noticing is GPT-4o, very positive. Claude, Gemini, more neutral, right? And so if you're a brand, you really need to understand that. And you need to understand, okay, what are the differences of how I'm being represented And then how do I go about optimizing that? These LLMs will present brands differently.
I would love for you to explain to our listeners a little bit about the mechanism of even figuring out how your brand is covered in this, the science behind it. Because to me, like I said, none of these LLMs, to the best of my knowledge, have made any of these sort of Search Console webmaster type technologies available to end users. So the way you guys are doing it, and there's obviously a lot of providers for these sort of services, is it really running hundreds of simulations across all LLMs? And to your point, because it is non-deterministic, it is customized. I'm in Atlanta, you're in Seattle, we could get different search results on the LLM. It seems like it could be a very challenging proposition to try to gather enough sample data to make a determination of how your brand is represented, because the sort of results could be so dramatically different and the context of the searches could be so wide. How are you guys approaching it?
Yeah, so what we're doing is we're actually using multi-prompting synthesis and analysis, right? So we use a whole series of prompts and we measure across specific metrics. And a couple of things that we look at is, okay, what is a brand's reach within a category? And using multi-prompting to actually determine what that is. We also look at what is a brand's sentiment as portrayed by an LLM. So we're actually asking a set of questions repeated over time, doing sentiment analysis on that. We're also asking LLMs to score brands in certain areas, and that's done on a repeated basis as well. And then we actually present those results back, and then also represent those results by persona as well. So that's another set of prompts, or by market as well. The prompt counts get very big pretty quickly through all these different combinations.
Wow, so marketers really have a lot of information in terms of geography or context or sentiment in order to really assess how they're doing.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. That's one thing which all marketers want, more data, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's difficult because marketers can't do all these prompts themselves. There's just no way to do it. So in come products like Revere.
Well, that makes sense. So earlier, something you said which made me think about the nature of different types of businesses. So you were talking about clickless search, which was obviously a phenomenon which has been exacerbated by now with LLM and whatnot. But do you see the B2C businesses benefit more out of this than the B2B businesses? Because B2B businesses are more kind of, they're not that transactional, whereas B2C, it could be, hey, I'm looking for a certain kind of running shoe and it could give me the answer with a link and I can transact right there, whereas the B2B requires more analysis. And I'm thinking about it on both of those sides, but what's your take on all of this?
Yeah. So if you would have talked to me 9 months ago, I would have said the biggest sweet spot for this is those brands that are highly considered purchases. And so you think about B2C and things like that. One of the things that we have found out, though, is that B2B marketers are really interested in this disruption and how it's impacting them. And it makes sense because their customers, let's just take a B2B security firm, the CIO is going into ChatGPT or Claude to really assist him or her in that purchase decision. So actually, we have gotten very significant interest from B2B companies because they know that their customers are on these platforms too. The other thing is that B2B companies are typically more AI first at this point. So they're actually realizing this challenge and opportunity sooner than some of the B2C companies.
What impact does social media have? Because in terms of discovery, it's not just, you know, your website, it's also the social media channels that are out there. Do you see LMO and GEO? I wish the industry's honed in and agreed on one name, but do you see the behavior different on how the LLMs react to with data on the website versus social media?
I have not at this point. There are LLMs that actually focus on social media more. So Llama by Meta, you actually focuses much more on social media than some of the other LLMs.
Yeah, and the reason that's important is the social proof. So it's an interesting opportunity where obviously brands want to tell their story, but it would be really interesting using social media channels or Reddit and that sort of stuff to see what users are talking about. And I guess that's the connection to sentiment, right? I wonder how the LLMs are coming up with a sentiment other than, like you said, ChatGPT is happier than Google and some of the other ones. But is that the sort of underlying data set for conveying sentiment for a brand?
No, I would say sentiment, it's those social channels, those communities, but then it's also all other content on the web, and then actually what's in the models as well. So it's all encompassing. Things like Reddit, though, and some of the social channels are probably driving a significant amount of sentiment.
Yeah, and what's the cadence of this? So with traditional SEO, the general sort of approach is that, hey, any SEO effort that marketers make, you don't really see it for 6 months, longer sometimes, and it's a pretty dynamic field depending on how your competition is doing. Again, that sort of framework and paradigm is completely changed here with GEO. What are you guys seeing in terms of how quickly the LLMs are picking up on information?
It actually differs by LLM. Each one of these models have a cutoff date. The traditional models that don't use search, it all depends on what that cutoff date and then what the refresh rates are. And Gemini refreshes more quickly than GPT-4o. But what you also have to realize is most of the LLMs are now invoking search. So OpenAI has SearchGPT and things like that. And so when that happens, GEO results are showing up quicker than in the sort of the basic case where the LLMs are only accessing their training models.
Interesting. All right. Obviously, with all of this stuff, there is brand discovery. There's brand sentiment. And once you know how your brand is doing, that's one thing, but what can you do about it? That's the second part of the question. Are any of these LLMs providing any mechanisms for marketers to go almost submit their information for indexation? Like you said, like there may be APIs in the future, but what does that landscape look like now?
Yeah, so one really good example where that's happening today is Perplexity. So they've just announced their commerce platform where a consumer can go in and actually execute a purchase all the way through the buy. And Perplexity actually has something called the Merchant Program, where brands can basically provide all their product information to make sure it shows up in that experience. So that's the start of it. And I bet other LLMs will start to follow now. But that's a terrific thing for the brand. One of the things that we recommend to all our clients is they're participating in that.
Yeah, no, I think it's too big to ignore, frankly. Obviously, based on the data that I've seen in terms of search on LLMs versus traditional search, there's still a long way to go. Obviously, it's catching up fast and furious, but it's still a fraction of what I'm seeing based on the numbers released by Google and ChatGPT and others, that it's still a fraction of what people use search for. It's moving fast, but if you had a magic crystal ball that you could gaze into, what is your estimate to where you'll start seeing parity of GEO versus SEO, people searching on LLMs?
I think we'll have parity in 18 months. And people will think I'm crazy, but what happens here is there's a tipping point. And you go from 2 to 3 to 4, and all of a sudden you're at 18, and then you're at 50. I see buyer behavior changing right now, and it's only going to escalate. And then the other thing you're going to have, Abby, is agents, and agents quickly coming into the space.
Now, I know it's such a interesting and wild kind of world, which we all have to adapt to. I even wonder if there's going to be any point in having websites which are human friendly anymore, right? Like, why don't we have a bunch of XML files with all the data, which would allow AI to ingest, LLMs to ingest all that stuff quickly, and that's the interface with users exclusively going to LLMs to have that conversation, and especially with voice-based conversation coming up, where there may be consumers just talking to their LLM to get more information and learn about whatever product solution they may be after.
The web is going to be very different in the next 3 to 5 years. And there will be a web for consumer consumption, but there also will be a web for AI consumption. Some have argued that the web goes away in 20 years.
Wow. I had not thought of that. All right, Mike, we could hang out on the podcast and keep talking about this stuff, but like all good things, it must come to an end. But before we wrap up, if you could give CMOs and marketing leaders one clear takeaway from today's conversation, what would you say?
This disruption of search is happening today, and it is only going to accelerate. If you act now, you're going to have competitive advantage, but if you don't, you're going to soon fall behind.
Awesome. Thank you for that. And to all our listeners, thank you very much for tuning in. I really hope you got value out of this. Be sure to hit up Mike and me on LinkedIn. Check out revere-ai.com. Hopefully, Mike, I did not butcher that.
You got it. Thank you.
Make sure you check that out. And yeah, I hope to do a follow-up, Mike, in 6 months to see how things are shaking out.
That'd be awesome.
And to all our listeners, see you on the next one. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening. Big thanks to Spark Novus and the Marketing AI Pulse community. You can join the community at marketingaipulse.com.